Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. You see, we do a story every single day to ignite our imagination and decrease screen time. So parents, if that sounds awesome to you, you should click the follow button so you don't miss out on any of our awesome stories. Well, today's story comes to us from Katrina. She sent me an awesome idea and I cannot wait to turn it into a real adventure. Are you guys ready? Me too, let's go!
All right, Paper Ninjas, come close.
Yes, boss? We were just making a mess over here. Is that okay?
Oh, yes. Whatever you do, do not clean up that mess. Just make it messier. That's what I like. But yes, come here.
High up in the sky was that stinky purple blimp. It sounds like they're about to have a secret meeting.
All right, Paper Ninjas. I have discovered that we do our best work at nighttime. And why do you think that is?
Well, it's dark. When the lights are out, it's a lot easier for us to sneak around and cause some chaos, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. But there's one thing that I don't like about nighttime is the days that are full moon, then the light is still on.
Yeah, that full moon light can be kind of tricky when we're trying to sneak around, but what are you thinking?
What if we were able to turn off the moonlight?
Boss, I don't think there's a switch we can flip to turn off the moonlight.
Yes, I know, but I think you will like my plan.
Today was the day that Katrina and her best friend Annie were going on a family camping trip together. Holy smokes, this has been something they've been looking forward to for a long time, and I can understand why, because family camping trips are awesome. From going on hikes to outdoor adventures to campfires and s'mores and sleeping under the stars, there are so many things that are awesome about family camping trips. Have you ever gone camping before? Oh, it is super duper awesome. It's time to go, Katrina, shouted her parents. Let's all get in the car and make sure, did you get your sleeping bag? And, oh yes, I have everything already right here, said Katrina. She was standing in front of a big pile of all the things that she had organized to bring with. Wow, Katrina, you did a great job packing. It looks like you have everything you need. That means let's go, shouted their parents. As they loaded up the car, they pulled out of the driveway and off they went towards the camping site. Annie and her family were driving separately, and so they were going to meet at the same place to go camping together. Once they arrived, Katrina ran over and gave Annie a big hug, and then they got to work setting up all the tents and all the important things about camping, like the kitchen area. That's important. You know, where are you going to cook your meals? Or the campfire? Gotta collect some wood. And that is Katrina and Hanny's job. As they started running through the forest looking for wood, they were so happy that they could do it together. Hanny, I'm so glad that your family was able to make this camping trip with us, said Katrina.
I know, we've been talking about it for a long time and finally it's come true, said Hanny.
I can't wait for tonight when we can lay out and look at all the stars and the bright moon. Because tonight is a full moon, right? Asked Annie.
Oh, it definitely is. We planned this whole trip around the full moon tonight, said Katrina.
It will be pretty much like our nightlight tonight. Even though it'll get dark, we'll have our flashlights, but we'll also have one big bright moon.
Or so they thought. That night, as their families had just finished up their dinner, they cleaned off all their plates and cleaned off everything and started up their nice, warm campfire for the night.
Oh, I love the smell of a campfire, said Katrina.
Well, I love the taste of s'mores in my mouth,
said Hanny as they giggled together.
Wow, and look up at the stars. They're so bright out here, said Katrina. You see, they lived closer to the city,
And so the stars and everything in the sky, they're not as bright. When you live around a whole bunch of lights, like from a city, the sky is kind of harder to see all the stars and everything. So when you go out to the country and go camping, you see a lot more stars in the sky. Katrina and Hanny were both mesmerized at all the stars that they could now see in the sky. After a few hours, the campfire started to die down and wasn't as bright anymore. They could truly see how bright the night sky was with all the stars and that big, big, bright circle moon. "Look how bright that moon is," said Hanny. "But wait a second. Look at the side of the moon. It looks like there's a piece missing," said Katrina. "No, it's supposed to be a full moon today. What are you talking about?" said Hanny. "Oh, for real, look." Katrina was pointing to the moon, and she was right. Everybody stopped what they were doing and turned to look at the moon. It's like shrinking, or it's... what's happening?" shouted Katrina. It was hard to understand what was going on, but it looked like somebody was covering up the moon. In just a few minutes, that big, bright, full circle moon vanished from the sky, and it instantly became very, very dark. "Hanny, I don't think there was supposed to be any kind of lunar eclipses tonight. What do you think?" asked Katrina. "Oh, definitely not. There's no lunar eclipses supposed to happen." "You don't think it's Dr. Stinky Breath, do you?" whispered Katrina. The two friends looked right at each other, took a deep breath, and realized what they had to do. They raced back to their tents to grab a walkie-talkie.
"Shh! HQ! This is Katrina and Hanny. Are you there? Over."
"Shh! Yes, we're here. Is there a problem?"
"Shh! Yes! The moon just disappeared right in front of our eyes! It used to be super bright and a big bright circle, but it's gone now!"
"Shh! Did you say the moon disappeared?"
"Shh! Yes, and it's super dark now! We're wondering if the purple ninjas might be behind all this."
"Shh! Oh dear. We did just have a whole bunch of jetpacks go missing. I hope it's not connected. But we're gonna need you two to look into what in the world is going on with the moon. Good luck."
"Shh! Oh no! Sounds like their camping trip has just been rudely interrupted by somebody messing with the moon. Are Katrina and Hanny going to be able to figure out this mystery before it's too late and dark? There's Stinky Breath things over the whole world?"
I don't know, friends, but we're going to have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Short Stories.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for
Kid Shoutouts!
I want to say hey to Juniper and Harlow from Milwaukee, Elizabeth from the District of Columbia, Austin from Ontario, Maggie and Bastion from Phoenix, Arizona, Charlie and Stevie from Seattle, Washington, Oliver, Henry, and Macy from Bismarck, North Dakota, Bowen and Adam from Vancouver, Canada, Gabriel, Ella, Cammie and Kayla from Baltimore, and Milo and Lorenzo from New Jersey. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on the spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you next time. Bye!